from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let me ask you guys this question. If the Pirates do nothing, will they make the playoffs?
Overwhelmingly likely that they will not.
Why'd you hesitate then if it was overwhelmingly
Because their pitching is so good, you never know. And if O'Neill Cruz continues what he's been doing, you know, they would have this middle-of-the-lineup bat to go with Reynolds. There's the chance that they would have just enough offense to get over the finish line. I'd also have to be, I guess I'd have to be kind of intellectually honest here. They could do nothing, and they've won, what, 8 out of their last 10 having done nothing?
9 of 11.
Yeah, 9 of 11, you're right. Joe Block even said that. So, I don't know, I guess I can't say that they would definitely crater or not make it if they did nothing.
So you've already changed your mind 6 minutes into the show.
Yeah, but I don't want to really, I haven't, no, it's really only 3 minutes into the show. We didn't start until 2:03.
Okay.
I don't want to be the person who says they could still make it because their pitching is so good and because certain bats are
heating up. Why don't you want to be that guy?
Because I think they need to try to maximize their chances to both make it and make noise by adding pieces to their lineup because they are a flawed team. I am a firm believer that if they're big three starters, you almost can call it a big four now because Luis Ortiz is 10th in the National League in WAR for pitchers.
But barring injury, they'll still have the big four with or without
you
a
can
trade
say,
at the
and
deadline.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Thank you. You can say that you can be the person who goes, if you've got pitching like that, you can win any playoff series, and that is true. But I still want more hitting. I don't want there to be excuses made for why they have this, this, and this already in place, and therefore they can rest on their laurels a little bit because they don't actually need as much as you think. You have the door, like, ajar now. Kick it open. I'm not even saying you have to do that by getting Luis Robert Jr. or somebody like that. Try to kick it open with a real, actual, honest-to-God name for your lineup. Brent Rooker. Somebody like that. Brent Rooker's a hell of a name, actually, given the way the guy is hitting this year. He might be the best actual player out there, but he's older than the rest of those guys, so there's less appeal to him. Get somebody. Make your lineup more than what it is right now, which is really Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, I think still Rowdy Tellez, because he had a very sharply hit base hit last night. I think he's still seeing it well. And then when it's clutch
and
time...
And reflexes of a feline over at first base.
Really?
What a play
Siamese,
by the
yes.
giant man last night.
It was a great play. I tip my cap. There has been a vibe shift on that guy like I have rarely ever seen.
Absolutely, because we love the fat athlete here in Pittsburgh.
We also...
More
I think
than anything
secretly
else,
like a redemption story,
well,
too.
True,
he's an in-season redemption.
But if you're a hefty man, if you're a large fellow... And you put out and you produce, we like you here.
You what?
Yeah, you put out, you produce. We like those
I really
folks.
Don't use that first term in sports context.
Phil Kessel was a bigger guy. That was one of the things we loved about him.
He just,
eating hot dogs and scoring goals.
Just put out, produced.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, my point is, though, you'd have like those two bats right now, and then you'd have Tellez, who still looks like he's playing pretty well. And then in big situations... You have Nick Gonzalez, who I love because if their whole approach under Andy Haynes seemed to be, let's turn the team into all Kevin Youkilis circa mid-2000s. Do you like that Red Sox fan, Donnie? Like, let's be patient hitters, work counts, and then we're skilled enough that we'll still get base hits and extra base hits deep into counts. Nick Gonzalez is the antithesis of that. He comes up in spots where he could produce a run and maybe get a game-winning hit, and is usually hunting for the first, second, and third pitch, and he's good enough to put bat to ball more often than not.
Donnie, they make the playoffs with no moves?
No, I don't think they do. I mean, they are hot right now. This is great. They have put themselves even more in the thick of things than what they were, even though the National League, the way it was, you knew that a lot of teams were going to hang around. Now there's a few teams that have even admitted they will be sellers, two of them in the NL Central alone, the Reds and the Cubs. But they were hot at the beginning of the season, too, and that quickly faded away. There's nothing to say that that can't happen here either. I mean, if Brian Reynolds goes through a dry spell, if O'Neill Cruz goes through a dry spell, if Rowdy Tellez comes back down to earth, that will hurt their offense with key players if they actually go cold, because I don't have too much faith in a lot of the other bats to rise up to the occasion.
Would you guys agree that right now the feeling in the city and among the fans for the team is at a very high level?
Most positive I can remember it being since 2015.
And I think Skeens has been the guy that's ignited that. He's been the catalyst of that, and he's become must watch and must see. And so that, paired with the fact that they're winning games now, I think has created a lot of buzz. There's big time buzz in the Pirates. We have Steelers training camp in a couple days, and yet here we are starting the show and doing most of our show on the Pirates again today because of the fan interest in them right now. I think that evaporates if they don't do anything in the next 7 days. I think if they do next to nothing or nothing, I think the fans say, well, same old Pirates. Why did I get myself interested in this team? I'm not buying it. They don't even believe in themselves. And I actually think that in the clubhouse, it would have a massive negative effect too. The same way, I know it's a different sport, but the same way when Jake Gensel got traded, that probably ended up being the difference in the Penguins making and missing the playoffs, because they got boo-boo face for like 2 weeks and were, you know, crying the blues and acting like, you know, Kyle Dubas had done this treasonous thing against them. They went out and laid that egg against Washington, and it took them a while to get their crap together. I actually think the same thing could happen to this team if they do nothing. I think they need a show of faith from the organization. I think the fans need that too. The fans need to know that this team means business.
So Ben Cherington said it in his show. He said, our obligation is he said things that made me think that he at least somewhat understands that, but then I can never tell if it's GM speak or not, and in this franchise, just front office speak. He said, it's about, paraphrasing here, it's about this year's team. It's about helping this year's team. He said, we're getting to the point in the year where it's got to be your best five or six guys in the rotation. They are lucky enough to be deep enough that when they're healthy, they probably do have a six-man rotation.
If they pick up someone who is an upgrade on Sawinski in center field, I think the Pirates will make the playoffs. If they don't, I honestly think they'll finish in last place.
Because you think that it would hurt everyone's feelings that much?
I think it would initially, yeah. I think it would. And I think fans would maybe not quote-unquote revolt, but I think it would be a pretty ugly place next Tuesday if we're on the air at 4 o'clock. They haven't made a move. What the fans are going to say
about
ownership and the front office's commitment to this team.
The owner already said we need to make an upgrade, and then that set off like a major cascade of, it seemed like the owner was getting one message out, the GM was pushing back against the owner, and for a brief moment in time, it was the closest thing we get to palace intrigue with this team. They need to do something. You have two objectively good offensive players.
Because Crowley said today he thinks they can win the World Series with this team.
Like, as currently constructed?
Yes.
This team can absolutely win the World Series. When you do have Skeens, when you do have Keller, when you've got Luis Ortiz, when you're going to have Jared Jones, when you've got Bailey Falter, the bullpen looks way legit. If they do get in, they've got a chance to win the World Series. Of course they do.
Yeah, any team that gets in with their kind of starting pitching should be considered armed and dangerous.
But you're
for the
a guy
World
that
Series.
Says hitting is actually more important than pitching, so I would think
you
would
not. Yeah, I think I've come back around on that watching them this year. I think I've generally come back around on that. I think that was one of those wrong Mulsey takes. When I watch, here's why. The Cardinals have some good hitters. They have a guy that hit a laser beam off of Keller yesterday, but they ultimately got one run. I already feel like, and I know I shouldn't say this because even though I don't have your powers of jinxing, I actually feel like they've already won this series against the Cardinals. That's how confident I am because of the pitcher that they're sending to the mound. Neither of us has that. He might be the most powerful athlete ever.
Said Pirates would go 6-1 into the break.
Yes.
They did.
No, I know. You not being able to jinx the man means he might actually be some sort of God figure walking among us, because you are the most powerful mush in all of sports. You really are. But I think that that's how good he is, and that's how good their pitching is. Don't you feel that a little bit? I feel like they have won the series already without actually seeing the second game.
Yeah, because I think they're going to bludgeon the Cardinals tonight.
I think it's so likely that they're going to win this game tonight that it's automatically a 4-2 stretch.
And then it's a bullpen game for St. Louis tomorrow afternoon. They'll win that, and they'll sweep them, and they'll be ahead of them in the standings. Yes, I am predicting that to happen. I'm also predicting a perfect game from Paul Skeens tonight. I'll be there for history. And a guy that pitched a perfect game is going to join us at 2:35. We can ask him if he sees the same things with Skeens.
A perfect game specifically tonight?
Yes. Coincidence that we're having someone who threw a perfect game on the same day that Skeens is pitching? I don't think so.
Better chance Paul Skeens throws just 4 perfect innings tonight, or that the Cardinals break up both a no-hitter and a perfect game in the first inning with a single? Better chance that he goes 4 perfect innings or gives up a base hit to wipe it all out in the first inning?
He does. Whenever he does give up hits and runs,
he's
it happens early.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.